First reading is from the book of Kings. David slept with his ancestors and was buried in the city of David. The time that David reigned over Israel was 40 years. He reigned 7 years in Hebron and 33 years in Jerusalem. So Solomon sat on the throne of his father David, and his kingdom was firmly established. Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of his father David. Only he sacrificed and offered incense at high places. The king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the principal high place. Solomon used to offer 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. And Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream at night. And God said, "Ask what I should give you." And Solomon said, "You have shown great and steadfast love to your servant, my father David, because he walked before you in faithfulness, in righteousness, and in uprightness apart for you. And you have kept for him this great and steadfast love, and have given him a son to sit on his throne today. And now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king in place of my father David. Although I am a little child, I do not know how to go out or come in. And your servant is in the midst of the people whom you have chosen, a great people, so numerous they cannot be numbered or counted. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, able to discern good and evil. For who can govern this your great people?" It pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this. God said to him, "Because you have asked this, and have not asked for yourself long life or riches, or for the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern what is right, I now do according to your word. Indeed, I give you a wise and discerning mind. No one like you has been before you, and no one like you shall arise after you. I give you also what you have not asked for, both riches and honor all your life. No other king shall compare with you. If you walk in my ways, keeping my statutes and my commandments, as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your life." Word of the Lord.
Thanks.
Psalm 111 can be found in the insert of your bulletin. Psalm 111. Hallelujah! I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart.
Yes.
Great are the deeds of the Lord.
Yes.
His work is full of majesty and splendor.
And his righteousness endures forever.
He makes his marvelous works to be remembered. He gives food to those who fear him. He has shown his people the power of his works. The works of his hands are faithfulness and justice. They stand fast forever and ever. He sent redemption to his people. He commanded his covenant forever. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Second reading from the book of Ephesians. Be careful how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God the Father at all times and for everything in his name, in the name of your Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Or the coffee hour host who say, did you notice the bowl still left?
do that. The wise elder said, my grandmother gave that, Michael. The music director who said, I can't see unless they get it right. The Devin Thomas who says, I don't think we can put LED bulbs in that fixture. The rector who says, I guess I'll have to do it myself, but not today. And that leaves 11. And I said, the 12th is the Holy Spirit. That's who gives us life. That's who leads us into change. That's who fills our life with meaning and purpose. And it's the other physical things that don't really matter that much. But I also talked about growth. My first Sunday, I said, I'm not going to grow this church. And I saw the looks on your faces when I said, I'm not going to grow this church. And it's like, well, that's why we told you. But I have to tell you, every single job opening I've ever seen, small churches that have six people, because there's only six people in the town, and they say, the first qualification is we want you to help us grow the church. Churches that have 10,000 members, the first thing they want is somebody who will help us grow this church. And what I'm here to tell you and what you already know is that we do not hold the church. The Holy Spirit has a plan. Jesus is at work. And when we let that light shine, the church grows. But I read a book many years ago called Ember in These Ashes. And it was talking about religious life, monks and nuns that are shrinking away. And they said there's this Irish way of, you know, that's been around forever and ever. You put the fire in the ashes. So when you go to bed at night, you take that burning ember and you cover it with ash. So that next morning, you brush the ash away and that ember will light the new fire. If you do not cover it with ash, it will burn and die overnight. And I thought, so people look at our churches and say we're dying, and they wring their hands, we're dying, we're dying, we're dying. It looks maybe like ash to others, but to us, we know that the Spirit is alive here. We know that that fire is still burning. And part of it is our responsibility to hold that light. If you remember year after year on Epiphany, you bring out the Paschal candle, and you have little birthday candles in your house when you pick it up. And I invite you to come forward on Epiphany. And as we light that light from each other's light, I say, receive the light of Christ. Be the light of Christ. We are that light. If Christ is in us and we are in Christ, if the Holy Spirit is within us, that light burns. If we let it, or we can cover it up because we're not sure how to speak about it, or it's not my job, or I don't know what to say. Let that light shine. So for 4 weeks now, we haven't heard that Jesus is the light of the world, although we hear that at other times. For 4 weeks now, we've heard that Jesus is the bread. I am the bread that gives you eternal life. Those who eat this bread and drink my blood will live forever. And we talked about that first week where it was the loaves and fishes. And the people saw Jesus take the bread, bless the bread, give thanks for it, break it, and distribute it. And everybody ate in abundance. Everybody. What they saw is this man gave us all the food we could ever want. They didn't see that it was Jesus who did this. And when we are partaking of that bread, we are partaking of that. We are partaking of the life and ministry of Jesus. And so if you remember, the next week, Jesus disappears. They go searching for him and said, why did you disappear? And he said, you sought me out because you wanted a free meal. I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. Those who come to me will not hunger. They didn't understand. They thought he was going to give them like school lunch, and he's saying, no, I can. And they're like, well, give us a sign. Prove it. Last week, he said, I'm the bread of life that came from heaven, and they stopped him and said, we know your mom and your dad. You come from heaven. What is this? And each week, he's saying, I'm the real deal. I am the food that will feed your hunger spiritually, physically. Every hunger you have, every craving you have, if we turn to Jesus, that craving is filled, is satisfied. And so this week he says, I am the bread of life. Those who eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, and they're like, ew, that's gross. Again, they just shut it down. And if you look at the original Greek writing, so there's two words in Greek for eat. One is where humans eat, very light, and the other is where animals gnaw, tear, rip, shred. And that's the word that Jesus uses. Unless you gnaw my flesh like an animal. So we can understand why they said, ew. But what he's saying is just dig in. Dig in. And I think of the expression hook, line, and sinker. That means you're pretty gullible when you swallow it, hook, line, and sinker. But that's what Jesus is saying. You're not gullible. Come to me, swallow it, holds, hook, line, and sinker, every single bit. Because when you do that, I live in you and you live in me. And together, all the promises of Scripture will be fulfilled. Then we build the kingdom of heaven here on earth. Then everybody will be taken care of. Everybody will be fed. Over and over, the biggest promise is that I will never leave you. We come together each week and I take the bread. Together we bless, give thanks for the bread, break the bread, share the bread, so that we are consuming the stories, the faith, the love, the mercy, the grace, everything that Jesus has to offer. We come together every week to do that as a community, remembering that it is this community worshiping God that helps to build the spirit, the fire, the light within us. We have a symbol in the church. Maybe you've never noticed it next to the flag. That light burns, except it goes out at noon on Good Friday, and it's not relit until Easter morning. Of course, we know that Jesus is with us even those days, but that's our visual reminder that Jesus is here in body, in spirit. Jesus is the light of the world. And he has given you that light to pass on. And so the question I have for you this day, this week, this year is, can you be the light of the world? Can you spread that light rather than waiting for the secretary or the janitor or the music director or the warden or the ushers or the greeters or the treasurer, somebody else to change that light? You are the light of Christ in the world. Amen. I invite you to stand as you are able and join in affirming our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed, found on page 358. In the right book of common prayer, page 358. We believe in one God, the Father of the Almighty, Maker of heaven, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son, eternally begotten of God, God from God, light from light. True God, true God, begotten not me, but of one being. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Spirit, he became incarnate. And it was made man. For our sake, he was crucified on the cross of Pilate. He suffered death in the Spirit. On the third day, in accordance with Scripture. He ascended in the right hand and seated at the right hand. He will come again. And his name will be called. And it will be called.
Spirit, the Lord, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, with the Father and the Son, the expression and mind. Give us all your thoughts. We believe in one holy Catholic Council of Church. We acknowledge one baptism of our faith. We look for the resurrection.
Prayers for people can be found on page 392, Form 6, page 392 of the Red Book of Common. In peace we pray to you, Lord God, for all people in their daily life and work,
and for those who are alone,
for this community, the nation, and the world,
for all the work, justice, freedom, and peace,
for the just and proper use of your creation, for all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble,
for those who miss the friends and me,
for the peace and unity of the Church of God,
for all who are in us.
For our presiding bishop, our bishop, all bishops and other ministers, and for Lynn and Gary, our priests.
For all who serve God and this church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation.
For Jeff, Eliza, Annette, Seth, Bradley, Chris, and Gary.
We pray for Kimberly J., Don M., Jim L., Ray, Amanda and Billy, Bonnie and Marcy, Anne, Laura, Ashlyn, May, Gary, Cheryl, Dean, for Brian, Cheryl, Stumble, Richard, Abby, Lindsay, and Wes.
Heather, Andy, Jimmy and Marietta, Terry, Elizabeth.
Hear us, Lord.
Hear us, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life.
Family safety. Fresh peaches.
We will exalt you, O God, our King. We pray for all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them. We pray to you also for the forgiveness of our sins. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father.
In your compassion,
now and at the age of time and life and death,
and so hold the time of spirit, that you may live in spirit and in the Spirit, with the honor and glory of your name, to be each of our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness and by the power of the Holy Spirit to keep you in eternal life. Amen. Please be seated. Just a couple of quick announcements. There is coffee hour afterwards, so I invite you to join us downstairs for coffee hour. And there will be an anointing immediately after the service. So if you wish to participate in the anointing, come forward. If not, please join us downstairs. But that will happen after I greet people in the back who want to go downstairs and want to leave. So after I greet it, we'll anoint. And I think that's it. Any other announcements? Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. Eucharistic Prayer B continues on page 367 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 367. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right. Thanks.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on the first day of the week overcame death in the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy,
holy, holy Lord, God of power, heaven and earth, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he
We give thanks to your God for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory. And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit on these gifts, that they may be the sacraments of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. You unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where, with all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory.
Hallelujah. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the peace. Hallelujah.
These are the gifts of God, the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. All are invited to come forward to this table. I ask that you come down the center aisle and use the purell before you come forward, and you consume the host as you return to your seat. But all are welcome at this table. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven.
Do not hold back the rest of the
Jesus loves me. Listen, for the heart will tell you so. They are weak, but he has strength. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. For the heart tells me so. Let your heart be
Post-communion prayer can be found on page 365 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 365. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father,
you have graciously accepted us
of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Thank you.
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.